Matthew Stuckey here, giving you another trait of psychopaths. And this is the second trait under the lifestyle characteristics. The last video we talked about a proneness to being bored or needing excitement or stimulation in your life. This one is part of a lifestyle characteristic is having a parasitic lifestyle, being a parasite. Basically not working yourself, but using other people. So here's what it says from the website about a parasitic lifestyle. Psychopaths may have sob stories about why they can't earn money, or they might often report being victimized by others. Then they take advantage of the kindness of others by depending on them financially. They use people to get whatever they want, they can, with no regard for how a person may feel. And see, what it says here is that psychopaths, you know what, they will take advantage of other people, and they take advantage of the kindness of people. They will guilt people into giving them money. You know what, they often have these sad and sobbing stories about, like, it's so tough for me, this is why I cannot make it. You know, I saw from another website when it talked about the parasitic lifestyle that with psychopaths, even if they have the ability to do something on their own and make money, they would prefer to just steal it from somebody else. And of course, these are people whose conscience is seared. They're bad people. And you know what, when you're seeing people that are always having these sob stories, I can't make it, it's not my fault, and then they guilt you into giving you money, you need to be very careful about that. That could indicate that they're a bad person, and you have no idea if that story is actually true or not. Now, I've run into this before with people that I've given money to in terms of, you know, giving money to homeless people. And you know, I remember this guy had this big sob story about why he had no money and he needed money. I felt guilty because I thought, hey, you know what, I have money, I'm able to go to class and able to eat. And I gave this one guy $10 in college, and I saw him like an hour and a half later. I was coming out of class, and he got a bottle of booze in his hand, and basically I helped him get drunk. Now, I'm not saying that means that guy is a psychopath. I really have no idea. But that is the sort of thing they do, where they'll have this story that makes you feel guilty, and you know what? It makes you feel like I should give them money, or I'm a bad person, and they're actually just ripping you off. And you know what, you need to be very careful about not just trusting people's words, because it is possible that they are trying to rip you off. They're just being a parasite. You don't know if it's actually real or not. I would say that in terms of our churches in the Philippines, the biggest problem we've had is with people being parasites, trying to leech on to our churches to try to get money from people, to try to steal money from people. And it was happening at the very beginning of our church with people that were not part of our church, and would just kind of try to come in and leech off us. And it's still something that, you know, we deal with. And you know what? Every church deals with this, where people try to just get money from them and just be a parasite off them. And the way they do it is by making people feel guilty. This is a common thing that people do at churches, because people at church are generally going to be nicer than outside the church. And they're going to feel like they need to do this to help somebody out, but they could be getting ripped off. Now, I do want you to realize it is possible for someone to be a parasite that is actually saved. Because 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 talks about, you know, the horrible sin of a guy who refuses to work. And the result is that he becomes a busybody. And Paul talks about the fact that he's heard of people not even working. Working not at all. And look, that's a terrible testimony of a believer to say that you're unwilling to work and then leech off other people when you're fully capable of working. You say, Brother Stuckey, I mean, is this, how do you know that this really, you know, fits with psychopaths though? Well, biblically speaking, Judas Iscariot is a great example. Why did Judas spend so much time with Jesus Christ? I mean, he didn't believe, he wasn't saved. What's the purpose? Well, he kept the bag of money. And he was, even when it talked about, you know, the woman who anointed Jesus Christ, Judas basically, you know, criticizes her, but not that he cared, but because he kept the money and he wanted the money. And he was using Jesus to make money. Same thing happens in churches today. And Judas Iscariot was a greedy dog, as the Bible says. He was a reprobate. He was a psychopath. And the whole reason why he attached himself to Jesus Christ was simply because he was a parasite. It was basically his way to make money. Obviously, you see these Pentecostal preachers that are these con artists. They fake healing people. And you think, how could someone actually do something like that? Well, it's because they're a parasite. They don't care about anybody else, and they will leech off other people and steal their money. The Bible speaks about, yea, they are greedy dogs which can never have enough. And that's in Isaiah 56. It's referring to reprobates that are greedy. They're covetous. They're ripping people off. Balaam, you know, was all about money. That's what the Bible speaks about. He was a false prophet. So this is something that you definitely see with in the Bible when it comes to people that are reprobates, where they'll be parasites and use other people for their own financial benefit, take advantage of people. This is a common thing you see in churches. But, you know, it's a very common thing that you see in the world with psychopaths. When you look at people that are serial killers or these Bernie Madoff types that financially stole from lots of people, they will lie and rip people off and take advantage of them just to steal their money. And what is it called? It's called being a parasite. So look, if you meet people in this world who basically always have a sob story about why things aren't working out, anyway, our natural reaction is to believe people when they say something, and you oftentimes try to give them a chance and everything. But when 6 months go by, and a year goes by, and 2 years go by, and they always have a reason, they always have this special situation why they can't make it, and life's not fair to them, and you know what? It's probably a strong indication that they are just a parasite. They're just a bad person trying to leech off of people. And this is something that churches need to be aware of in 2021, because you'll often see the bad people take advantage of the good people. And it's a sad thing, but it is reality. There are parasites out there. And one of the big traits of being a psychopath is a parasitic lifestyle. People that are just always trying to leech off other people and take advantage of them because they refuse to work themselves, they refuse to make it on their own, and they just want to rip other people off even though they are fully capable of working on their own and providing their own needs. Anyways, thank you and God bless.